Hi, my name is Brian Harden, and I am the leader of the Daily Audio Bible. I'm sure that you already know that, but just in case, on the outside chance that you didn't, now you do. And I just want to take a couple of minutes talking to you about the Wind Farm Prayer Initiative. It is the prayer outreach ministry of the Daily Audio Bible. It's kind of hard to put in words very briefly all that the vision entails, and so I've flipped the mic on and thought I could talk for just a few minutes. I'm not going to retell the entire story of how the Wind Farm came to be. That is available as another audio resource right here at the Daily Audio Bible website. And I encourage you to listen to that. It's incredible the way that God works. And it's a true testimony to the way that he continues to put building block upon building block and make this community something that, well, that there is nothing else like. And I certainly couldn't have dreamed up if I had tried. But nevertheless, the Wind Farm is the prayer outreach ministry of this community. And it's based on the premise that if thousands of people, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of God's people around the world came together to pray, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, just as it is in heaven, agreeing with his will and agreeing on things that we fundamentally agree on, things will change, because prayer changes things. That is all throughout the life of Christ, as our example, and that is all throughout Scripture. Prayer changes things, sometimes even the mind of God himself. So if there was ever a time needed for prayer, for God's people to assemble together and humble ourselves under his mighty hand and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, it's now. Not that there isn't any other point in history that this hasn't been needed. As we go through the Bible together, we'll see that it's constant, nonstop. But now is also a good time, for this is our time in history, and we need to bring the kingdom and leave the kingdom in better shape than when we got it. So the inspiring text from the Bible is Ezekiel 37, and I encourage you to read that chapter as you get more and more familiar with what the Wind Farm is and how God is calling you to pray. But Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 9 says, then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. And in a nutshell, that is what I believe God is calling us to do. By the thousands, to come and call the winds. Come, O breath of life. Breathe into these dead bodies, into these dry bones, that they might live again. The dictionary says a wind farm is a large grouping of wind generators or wind plants, located at a site having dependable, strong winds. I'm sure many of you have seen these in person. I've seen these many times in the deserts and out on the plains and anywhere where there's a lot of wind. I can't imagine that you haven't at least seen one on television. But they're massive, they're inspiring, and they generate serious power. And I can think of no stronger wind than the wind of the Holy Spirit coming amongst us and using us as wind generators. And what I really felt like God was showing me when this really clicked into place, what he was asking us to do. I remember a movie. I don't remember the movie, but I remember seeing a movie where there was a satellite view down on the earth. It was like looking down on the eastern seaboard of the United States. And something bad had happened, and power was blacking out, and you could see New York just wink out in a rolling blackout. And then up the coast, and everything went dark. And in my mind's eye, when I was considering the wind farm and considering what God was asking us to assemble, I saw that in reverse. Power restored, light replacing darkness. And that is precisely what God is inviting us to be a part of. So the wind farm has really three main components, at least at this point. First, an army of intercessors, always on the alert. We as a community at the Daily Audio Bible are global, all around the world, in every time zone, on every continent. And I believe God is inviting us to assemble an army of 10,000, 100,000, maybe a million people, God's people, men and women committed to praying for things that we agree upon, things that must change, things that God invites us to participate with him and agreeing with his will upon. The first way that you get involved is just to put your email address in the wind farm box on the website at dailyaudiobible.com. Here's my commitment. You will never get spammed by putting your name on that list. It will never see the light of day outside of the Daily Audio Bible, because it is sacred to us. We are assembling an army of men and women, God's people, to pray. Well, that and using it as a marketing tool can't go hand in hand. So you'll never have your name sold, and you'll never hear from anyone but the Daily Audio Bible. Maybe some goings-on or a newsletter from the Daily Audio Bible periodically. But mostly it's a summons to pray when things come up that we need to pray about, or an alert of things that we will be praying about. And this isn't going to be relentless. It's not going to be used frivolously. Like I just said, this is a sacred trust. God is inviting an army to come together to pray, and that's its purpose. And there are things that we need to pray about, and you'll be alerted. Second, we get together once a month for a wind farm virtual prayer gathering. And we are continually pushing the envelope of virtual community at the Daily Audio Bible, because this is what we have been given. Unfortunately, we don't all live in the same time zone or on the same continent, so we can't all just drive over to each other's house. The internet provides us with something similar. It allows us to connect with one another in ways that we otherwise couldn't have. And one of the ways that we do this is we come together once a month for a couple of hours and pray together. And we use a format that is kind of a modified talk show format. We use a service called Blog Talk Radio. And when you log in, the show comes on and we have a moderator that sort of keeps things flowing along. And I come and sort of co-host. And there's a chat room that is full to the brim with hundreds of people talking and listening to the prayers. And then there's a phone number that you can call in. And you get on the show is a bad name, but you get on the program, and the community hears you pray about what we're praying about. And nonstop, we keep hearing one another's voice as we pray together. We hear each other, we reach out to each other, and we invite Jesus to come. and to the community that we are experiencing. And it's a beautiful thing. The last time we did this, we had 700 people show up, which is, I guess, larger than most congregations on Sunday morning. Smaller than some, larger than others. That really doesn't make any difference, other than to say, people come together to pray, and that changes things, including us. And then the third aspect of the wind farm is that we are creating resources to make available to this community that will allow us to see a context for a life of prayer and preparedness. If we are going to make a difference as leaders and ambassadors for the king and the kingdom, well, then we're going to have to live our lives awake, alert, and oriented. So we're working hard on a number of levels to bring resources in virtual class format, something that we've done successfully here at the Daily Audio Bible with the Restored series that we do once a year. So as those get completed, they will get scheduled and be part of what we do here. And that is a broad strokes overview of what the wind farm is. It's sort of hard for me to explain all that I just explained now at the end of a Daily Audio Bible reading. So I thought I'd sit down and just share the vision and personally invite you to come be a part of an army of men and women of prayer, of God, who have simply decided to lock arms around the world and commit as intercessors to pray not only as a part of this community and for this community and all that God is doing among us, but to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, globally. So, put your name in the box, hit go, and you'll be responded to just about immediately. And I look forward to serving with you as we intercede and agree with God and His will for our lives, for the life of this community, and for His kingdom to come.